This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, a history lesson on wartime presidents. But first, donor nations at a conference in Berlin have pledged more than $8 billion to help rebuild Afghanistan. Afghan President Hamid Karzai thanked the international donors, including the United States.
The U.S. has announced an additional $1 billion on top of the $1.2 billion that was announced for Afghanistan earlier. This makes the United States the biggest donor to Afghanistan, and in terms of peace building, in terms of reconstruction, and in terms of the overall political process in the country.
I spoke earlier with Thomas Gutierrez, head of the Center for Afghan Studies at the University of Nebraska, about Afghanistan and the donor meeting in Berlin. Now, the U.S. has committed a sizable contribution here. In your mind, is that enough? And the other donor nations, are they also giving enough?
The United States has contributed a kind of a lion's share, and I think that it's appropriate in many ways because of the leadership role that the United States needs to take in the reconstruction and rebuilding of Afghanistan. I'm pleased, and I'm sure the Afghans must be as well, that Germany and Japan and the World Bank, these are all making their contributions as well. But I think everybody agrees that over the next decade that considerably more will be needed, somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 billion for the next 10 years.
Now, the Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, warned that if enough money was not received, that the drug trade, specifically the opium trade, would go practically unchecked.
Well, this is a very important aspect of the overall reconstruction plan for Afghanistan. In a sense, there are three major threats right now to the redevelopment plans, and they are the terrorism that still continues to exist and the attacks that emanate from the terrorist groups along the Afghanistan-Pakistani border, the drug lords and the warlords. And in many ways, these three elements kind of feed upon each other, providing resources for each other, or if not that, at least they travel along a parallel track. And that track is that any real strengthening of the central government is not desirable for them because it weakens their prospects and their agendas for the future. So President Karzai's concern here on the need for the resources to attack the drug trade is very, very on the money, on the target. The thing, Madeline, that I always, you know, like to recall to people, when I first went to Afghanistan almost nearly 40 years ago now, there was no such thing as this drug culture, nor were the Afghans exporting any drugs at all to the rest of the world. And so this is all a product of the instability that was, brought to the Afghans by continuing warfare and violence in the 80s and 90s.
And would you say overall that Afghanistan is now a success story, on its way to being a success story, better now than it was before 9/11?
Without using the adverb, I would say that Afghanistan is on the road to recovery. I just returned from Kabul on Sunday, and there's no question about the fact that the Afghans who are putting their hearts and souls into this effort to rebuild their country are proud of those things which have happened of a positive nature. And of those, one has to count the fact that there is a constitution that has been debated, discussed, and eventually passed. And schools are being rebuilt. There are more Afghan kids in schools today than at any time in Afghanistan's history. I visited one school where there were 4,000 girls going to school in three shifts. It's become, of course, again, so popular, having been denied them for so long. And perhaps the most dramatic evidence is the rebuilding of homes and the clearing up of the bombed-out areas in and around Kabul and the other major population centers. But there still remains an awful lot to be done. And at the key to any success over the short and long term will be security, so that Afghans can participate in the proposed elections in September.
Thomas Gutierrez runs the Center for Afghan Studies at the University of Nebraska in Omaha. Thank you for speaking with us.
Good to be with you.